Hello and welcome again to the Archaeology News Weekly. I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources websites. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now, the main headlines from around the world are as follows. An Alaskan tribe is to have prehistoric remains returned for reburial. We report on the end of rescue excavations at the Galabar Dam in Iran, and a Welsh burial mound is now safe from badgers. National monuments are reportedly found on top of an Irish hill, and finally, a 7,000-year-old statue, or at least half of one, is discovered in Moravia. The US federal government agreed that human remains estimated to be more than 10,000 years old that were found in a cave in the Tongass National Forest in USA should rightfully belong to the Southeast Alaskan Tlingit tribes. Now, 11 years after they were found during a US Forest Service archaeological survey, the remains will be returned to the tribe. It will be the first time a federal agency has handed custody of such ancient finds over to an indigenous group under the 1990 Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. Stone tools were also found inside On Your Knees Cave, an extensive limestone network. The Forest Service immediately consulted with the area's tribes as required by the repatriation law, which mandates that federal agencies and institutions receiving federal money return American Indian remains and cultural items to the tribes. Scientific analysis determined that the remains were 10,300 years old. Through DNA and other testing, researchers identified the remains as belonging to an indigenous man in his early 20s who subsisted primarily on seafood. The stone tools, which are from different periods, are made of obsidian, not naturally found in the area, suggesting that early residents used boats to get around the coastal regions. The remains are held by the Forest Service while tribes plan a ceremonial burial at the discovery site. Archaeological excavations behind Galabar Dam in Zanjan province in Iran wrapped up after 4.5 months of continual efforts in the region. Amongst the finds were more than 30 graves and burial goods belonging to a range of periods from the Chalcolithic to the Iron Ages, and a number of structures ranging in date from the Chalcolithic all the way up to the Islamic periods. 7 graves belonging to children were found buried underneath the floor of the Chalcolithic settlement. The inundation of the Galabar Dam started in March 2007 without getting any approval from the Cultural Heritage and Tourism Department of Zanjan Province. We reported on that earlier this year. Soon after hearing the news, Cultural Heritage authorities informed about the possibility of existence of sites behind the dam and asked the authorities of the dam to give them the chance to conduct archaeological excavations by stopping the inundation. However, all these sites, both prehistoric and historic, will be submerged later on this year. The Brown Slade Barrow Project in Wales, run by the South Pembrokeshire Ranges Recording Advisory Group from 2004 to 2006, excavated within a scheduled Bronze Age burial mound. More than 1,000 bone fragments, many of them human, were found at the site. They're being currently analysed by specialists at the University of Lampeter in Ceredigion. Brown Slade Barrow on Castle Martin Range is a Bronze Age burial mound designated as a scheduled ancient monument. In 2001, range staff noticed human bones on the ground close to the barrow. They had been disturbed by badgers living close to the monument. Carbon dating revealed that these bones came from a cemetery dating from the early medieval period. Action was required to prevent further disturbance to this newly discovered cemetery and to stop badgers reaching the protected area. The project worked to rehouse the large badger population and then arranged for archaeologists to carry out excavation at the site. Work on the site continues and badger-proof fences have been erected to safeguard the undamaged areas and preserve the nationally important barrow. Continuous monitoring of the site will provide information for other landowners and managers who look after the important archaeological sites of the area. The Pembrokeshire Group actually won a Silver Otter Award for their efforts, which was presented at a prize ceremony at the Imperial Museum in London. The project was very well planned and executed. It was particularly exciting to learn what the excavation revealed, gratifying to be able to protect the important monument, and very satisfying to know that the badgers were safely resettled in their new home. I'm actually quite glad the badgers are safe too. Anyway, that just goes to show that you do not have to compromise archaeology and nature conservation. They can work very well side by side. A campaign by Irish Hill of Allen Action Group in relation to the quarrying of the Hill of Arran by Roadstone took a new twist last week with the claim that two national monuments are located on the summit of the hill. In a recent statement, the action group said that shocking new evidence had been uncovered in the form of an ancient burial chamber, or kist, and a burial mound, or tumulus, on the site. Moreover, the monuments are listed on documentation held in Kildare County Council's own heritage section, although no reference to them has been made to date in any of the council's statements. The Action Group's statement continued, "These ancient and fragile monuments protected by the National Monuments Act are within the boundaries of the quarry operated by Roadstone at the hill." It went on to claim that while the monuments in question were listed in the statutory record of monuments and places, a list compiled by the Archaeological Survey of Ireland, they did not appear on Roadstone's registration papers or maps when they registered the quarry with Kildare County Council in 2006. Asked this week for a comment on the latest development, a council spokesman said the Hill of Allen Action Group has not yet made the council aware of any findings and would advise it to do so. As things stand, Kildare County Council cannot comment on the issue. Yet the Hill of Allen Action Group maintains that the existence of the burial chamber and mound is verified by documentation held in the council's own offices. The Record of Monuments and Places, or RMP, should be held by the planning or heritage offices of each local authority. The documents include maps and listings, and they clearly identify the Hill of Allen as location of a tumulus, possible, and kist site. I'll have to add my own little word of caution here that the words are possible and kist site. Often these kists were found in the 19th century and mislocated or relocated in the bottom southwest corner of grid squares. However, it's also very interesting as well to notice that people use archaeology and often for ammunition in issues like this. It would be very good if people would start to look at archaeology before it gets to this stage. Czech archaeologists have uncovered part of a half-metre-high statue of a woman nearly 7,000 years old. It was now being called the find of the century, though we still have 93 years to do a bit better than that. Experts from Brnar Masaryk University confirmed the unique character of the statue uncovered in Masovice, the southern Moravian area of Czech Republic. Although only the lower part of the sculpture has been found, the female statue made of ceramic dates from between 6800 and 6700 BP. Nothing similar has been uncovered so far, according to the experts. The fragment of the sculpture that was found is 30 centimetres tall from its feet to the waistline, and this allows an estimate of its overall original height of 60 centimetres, meaning it's the largest statue of the Moravian painted ware culture ever found in the whole Middle Danube Basin. The people of the Moravian painted ware culture formed a part of the Neolithic civilization of Central Europe in the period between 7000 and 6000 BCE, and they were particularly distinguished for their pottery skills. Many other figurines have been found in the sites across Moravia, Slovakia, Hungary and Austria, but the recently discovered statue is different in yet another way, as it's hollow. Now the experts are hoping to find the rest of the figurine in the remaining parts of the survey zone that are still to be explored. The fragments of Hedvika, as the statue has now been nicknamed, are currently being studied by scholars from the Brno Archaeological Institute, but they promise that next year it will be displayed at the Southern Moravian Museum. Well, that's a short news this week, but can I remind people that much more can be seen on Badger, www.bajr.org. If you're looking for jobs, calendar, library, guidance section, the lot. And more can always be found at Stonepages, news.stonepages.com. I can also remind people that pasthorizons.com provides new information on hundreds of sites across the world which are open for volunteers, as well as a burgeoning and now becoming very successful archaeological tool store. So thank you for listening to Archaeology News Weekly. We hope you'll return again to us next week.